USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three service members killed in a shooting at a Florida naval base will be honored during the annual Army-Navy football game. Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, Airman Mohammed S. Haytham, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters were killed December 6th when the shooter, a Saudi Air Force member who was in the U.S. for training, opened fire in a classroom building at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The gunman was killed by a sheriff's deputy. The commanding officer of the base has said numerous times that the sailors took action during the attack and helped save many lives. Several people were injured in the shooting, including two Escambia County sheriff deputies hurt in the exchange of gunfire. An FBI official has said the shooting is still being investigated with the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The Supreme Court said it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Arguments will take place in late March, and the justices are poised to issue decisions in June as Trump is campaigning for a second term. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. The court will also decide whether the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain 8 years of Trump's tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman who was approached in a park by as many as three youths as she ventured from her New York City campus on the eve of final exams. The arrest of such a young suspect added another tragic element to the slaying of 18-year-old Tessa Majors, a case that has troubled the city and campus leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The largest manufacturing association in the country, the National Association of Manufacturers, is the latest to heap praise on President Trump for completing phase one of a trade with China. John Clemens reports.
Others like the American Farm Bureau, the National Retail Federation, and the Job Creators Network also had praise for Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump spoke at the White House about some of the other benefits of reaching phase one with Beijing, thus avoiding a trade war with China.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Phase one of the trade deal requires China to purchase $50 billion in agricultural products. The Senate will now have to ratify the agreement. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. regulators approved the expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in high-risk patients already taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with sky-high triglycerides, a type of fat in the blood. The Food and Drug Administration allowed its use for a far bigger group of adults with high but less extreme triglyceride levels who have multiple risk factors such as heart disease and diabetes. In patient testing, it reduced risk of potentially deadly complications, including heart attacks and strokes, by over 25%. Heart disease affects an estimated 121 million American adults, causes about 1 in 3 deaths, and costs more than $500 billion annually for treatment, according to the American Heart Association. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.